every Friday night, along with Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Media Relations, and Doug Cole, our Director of Sports Information, making his way back for, this will be his fourth season now under the realm, as well as Kayla. So, Dave, we are no longer the new guys on the block.
Oh, man. It's
hard to believe.
What do you know? They're not either, though. They've been around for a while, too, so it's nice to have some stability around here.
We just keep adding pictures to
I need to look to the wall now. We've been doing this for so many. 6 years now for me, 5 years for you, Dave.
Eighth year.
We need to make eight years
for webcasting. For webcasting. 10 years at WWE.
So. The internet wasn't even around 8 years ago. Were you just talking in just an unplugged microphone, I think.
You were there for the first one.
15 years for me.
Yeah.
Paul Adams, of course, from the Huron Daily Tribune, sports editor there for a number of years now, and Eddie Fury, creator and founder of Thumbtail Gator Sports, and also our producer in the studio for our Sunday night sports show of The Strong Side. You can hear it all season long, Sundays at 7 p.m. for 60 minutes of high school football throughout until the end of the regular season, with the exception of Labor Day. It's now time to round out the Greater Thumb West coverage of at least our area, and that includes the Bad Axe Hatchets. Going in with a shift change, Kelly Durr is now your head coach of the Bad Axe Hatchets after Mark Minetti at the helm for 6 years. But the good news is Kelly Durr was an assistant for Mark Minetti for 6 years and the offensive coordinator for the past three. In 2013, Bad Axe went 1-8. In 2014, they went 5-5, making it to the playoffs. And then now in 2015, they went 3-6. What's 2016 look like for this year? Well, we have yet to find out. They have lost Tommy Morneau, quarterback, safety, punter, kicker, drove the bus, and I think he tutored the whole team as well. We have John Messing gone and Nick Walsh. They have a roster of 18. Gentlemen.
I tell you what, Kelly Durr, I think, has got his hands full. I think he's going to have a lot to deal with as being his first year as the head coach. Fortunately, he's familiar with the team. He's familiar with all the guys. That's going to be a big thing for him, but it's a big deal to step up and become the head coach. And then when you lose a guy like Tommy Morneau, it's big shoes to fill. So I think he's got a lot. His hands are going to be very full. A tough schedule, a tough wild, wild west to deal with already. But the big thing for me is they're going to have to get better on defense. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. You look at the last 3 years, they gave up 35, 29, and 39 on average the last 3 years. That number is way too high, and the offense just doesn't get enough chances, and the defense is on the field all game long. That's going to be his number one objective, is how can we get the ball into our offense's hands more often.
Just another thing about Kelly Durr. I'm so glad he got this job. Kelly Durr is a great guy. He's a Bad Axe alum. This is what he wanted to do. I'm glad he's getting his chance. And he learned under a great coach.
And I sing karaoke with the guy. That's a whole different story.
And he's got some pipes from what I hear. Mark Minetti is a great coach. There's no questioning that. Obviously, you know, don't just judge a coach by their record. And Kelly learned a lot under Coach Minetti. One thing is they're complete opposites. I mean, anybody that knows Coach Minetti, he's a little aggressive at times. And Coach Durr,
intense, I think the word you're looking for. Intense.
Intense. And Kelly, not as intense as it, maybe not outwardly. So that'll be a change for the kids.
My first projection for Kelly Durr being coach, which I'm with you too. I know Kelly on a personal standpoint. He's an excellent guy, very passionate about Bad Axe schools, Bad Axe sports. He's gonna bring the roster numbers up. That's my first projection. I stand behind that. You're gonna see an increase of kids coming to play for Kelly Durr, because I think that's the kind of guy he is. And I think that's important for Bad Axe schools, is to get the numbers back, get the athletes back, and that opens a whole door of other things, whether it be, a JV team, a better JV roster, and it's going to give him more options to use, whether it be an offense, defense, special teams, you name it.
100% right, Dave. And there's only 18 kids on the varsity roster, but there's a very full JV squad, and that's important. The last few years for Bad Axe, the JV numbers have been down, and that translates into varsity. You know, when these JV kids, we just talked about Cass City, when you don't have a JV and you have the JV kids on the varsity, maybe not getting the time and the reps that they need, that has ramifications down the road. What we're seeing now is a good, stable JV squad. And the younger levels are stable as well, and I think you need those to be that feeder for the program.
I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine at the golf course, of course, and he's an experienced coach from back in the day, never varsity, but the younger level kids, and he said the first thing he said is, give them 5 years. He says, you will know exactly what this program means when you see what it has been and what it will be in 5 years. He says, you can't judge the team this year. You can't judge it next year. He says, but the first number I'm watching is the roster size, and I expect that to go up with Coach Durr. And then with that, I see the talent that Bad Axe has in that school, and he's going to try to, again, draw that out. And that's when you're going to see a more intense, a more aggressive, and a Kelly Durr that's going to push this team and bring back a little life into Hatchet football. That's his goal. And I think he's the right guy to, again, get this thing off the ground and get her going.
The right guy to take the focus now that last year was all Tommy Morneau. The offense was geared behind Tommy Morneau, the quarterback slash running back slash, what do you call it, the wildcat offense that they had last year. So, you know, having this focus with some of these other guys stepping in different roles also, we see a lineman now being a running back.
Well, in the words of a wise man, he did everything, including wash windows. So this guy did everything for this team.
Pop the popcorn.
You don't have that guy anymore. So now it's going to become more of a team-oriented team, not, you know, who is going to help Tommy Morneau win games. Now it's going to who is going to step up as a unit and help this team win.
When you have an athlete that's as good as Tommy Morneau, and you see this in sports like football and basketball, sometimes the teammates just stand around and well, Tommy will do it, you know, because he was that good. So
I think he's just dreaming.
I wasn't gushing over Tommy. I'm just saying when you have a great athlete like that, it's the tendency sometimes to just say, Tommy will get those yards. So, like Dave said, you know, these guys have to pull together. There isn't a Tommy Morneau, but there's still a lot of great talent on this team. Taking over at quarterback is Ben McVay. He's a junior. He got the reps down in the JV level. And let me tell you what. I don't know what kind of quarterback he's going to be, but he looks like a quarterback. This kid has got a nice head of lettuce on him. I mean, as a follically challenged person that I am, when I went to Bad Axe
football, I think he's just dreaming.
Now he is dreaming. When I went to Bad Axe football practice, the first guy I saw was Ben McVay, and I said, "Look at the lettuce on that kid."
Sunshine.
And I said, "That must be the quarterback," and absolutely was the quarterback. So he's definitely got the look.
Well, and I certainly think Kelly Durr is going to take a lot of what he learned from Coach Minetti on a little bit more serious note here. I still think you're going to see them spread it out. I still think that is the offense that they're going to stick with, and I'm hoping they have enough athletes to pull it off. I know Ryan Halesky is going to be the lead back to
That's
start
the season.
That's a big
move for them, moving from the line.
And good point, but he's going to bring toughness to that running game. It may be 2 or 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but they got to start somewhere, and then that'll take the pressure off Ben McVay. And I see, you know, Clark Brady back, Aaron Volk, and some kids that are going to bring some athleticism at wide out. And guys are going to put in motion and try to move around and confuse defenses. They're going to have to do a lot of that to help them win a few more games.
Step one of being a head coach, whoever has the best hair is your quarterback.
That's what start with that.
That's what I'm learning from this segment right here.
One guy we got to talk about in all seriousness is Anthony McLeod. Third year center. I mean, the center is absolutely maybe the most important spot on the offensive line. This kid was starting center as a sophomore on that playoff team. It really starts with him. When you lose such an experienced player at Tommy Morneau, you have the first guy that's touching the ball is Anthony McLeod on every single play, and I think that's going to mean a lot for Bad Axe.
It's going to mean a lot for Bad Axe. Also, for their week one game at Harbor Beach, I'll be doing this game on Friday. Have they ever beat Harbor Beach 2 years in a row?
Well, we'd have to look on MichiganFootball.com.
This is history. You know?
I would have to think so. Bad Axe had some really good years in the 70s. You know, even early 80s. So I would venture to guess that Bad Axe has beaten Harbor Beach 2 years in a row. But, you know, this is the game that I'll be at as well. Traditionally, you know, where the Tribune's going to be, it's either going to be USA or Ubley or Bad Axe and Harbor Beach. And I'm looking forward to this one as well. Bad Axe kind of shocked Harbor Beach last year. They put all their eggs into that basket in week one and really
I called that for the record.
I should have called that for the record, but I didn't. I didn't have the courage to. But you know, so Harbor Beach has not forgotten. When I stopped over at Harbor Beach practice a couple weeks ago, Coach Shelkey was talking about that, and, you know, that one they remember. So they're going to have something ready for them in a couple nights.
And that's good. It's a nice opening weekend game between Bad Axe and Harbor Beach. It's a local game. It's obviously one that gets high attendance, and there's going to be a good battle there again. Like you said, Harbor Beach has that chip on their shoulder now, but Bad Axe is the one that's laughing last at this point in time, so they would certainly love to have another year with that in their back pocket. 19.